You may be seated if you would turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, my subject this morning, faith says it's so when it's not so. Faith says it's so when it's not so. That's my definition of faith. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it so. Hallelujah. That's my definition. So many people, they are struggling with obtaining healings and the manifested miracles of God. And I want to share with you today a secret on how to get your miracle. Would you like to know the secret? When I preach with purpose. And if a preacher has an assignment from God, it is to preach the word of faith so that God's people can reach out and by faith they can obtain their miracles from God. This message, my friends, can save your life. This message that I'm preaching can heal your body. This message can produce the miracle that God has purposed for your spouse or for your child or for that someone in your life or your family. God spoke to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 17. And when we come to my text, which I'm using today, Romans 4, 17, what God spoke back there to Abraham, it has now been written. It was written in the book of Genesis. Amen. And look at Romans 4, 17. As it is written, God said, I have made thee a father of many nations in whom he believed. See, God spoke to this to Abraham before when he was in the presence of God. Can you imagine being in the presence of God where you are and God speaking something to you? Even God who makes alive the dead and call it those things that be not as though they were. Do you see that? God calls the things that be not as though they were. Now, that's faith. God is a faith God. And faith activates the miracle working power of God. And look at this. I'm going to read the whole thing. Romans 4, 17. As it is written, God said, I've made their father many nations before him whom he believed, even God who makes alive the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. And look at verse 18. Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. According to that which was spoken, keep that in your mind, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. My subject, faith says it's so when it's not so. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the miracle-working power and the wonderful testimonies that we have heard on how you have moved in on situations that seem hopeless. And God, you've given hope when I seen there was no hope. Lord, for people that have been saved in this sanctuary. Lord, for their miracles and for their restoration. Lord, we just praise you for that. And Lord, you said, I'm going to do some restoration. And Lord, we watched that. We witnessed that. And then you said, I want you to expect my miracle working power. I want you to expect me to do what I said I will do. Now, Lord, I thank you for that anointing to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Thank you for that anointing that comes from the Holy Ghost. Give us a listening ear. Let the word penetrate every heart. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you a principle that will work for you every time if you will dare to believe. Abraham believed in hope against all hope. And God healed Sarah's barrenness, and God gave them a miracle child. He did this when Abraham was 100 years old, and God said, that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. That which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So the spoken word of God was Abraham's seed to produce that child. Abraham did not have a natural seed at this time. He was 100 years old. When God spoke that to him, God promised it, and Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had said, God was also able to perform. Abraham got his miracle from God against all odds simply because he had faith and he believed in God. And if you will dare to believe God, you can get your miracle just like Abraham got his. But if you don't learn what I'm teaching this morning, you are likely to go down in a dark hour because you don't know the Word of God. Some people cannot get their miracles because they don't have enough light concerning God's Word. Some people cannot get healed because they don't have enough light concerning God's Word. Some people can't get their breakthrough because they don't have enough light concerning God's Word. And thousands of people have never been taught how to get their miracles, yet they sit in the church with all types of need when God said, I'll supply all your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And thousands of people have never armed themselves with the Word of God. The Word of God is living. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And God said, my word will never return unto me void, but my word will accomplish that which I please. It will prosper whereto I send it. And he's sending you a word this morning. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him. Amen. Thousands of people are always expecting somebody else to do their praying for them. Some people are expecting the supernatural miracles of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, and we thank God we see them here. But sometimes God just chooses to heal you or to bless you some other way. Hallelujah. One wrong thought about God can keep you from getting your miracle from God. If you would, put Numbers 23:19 up there. Numbers 23:19. I want you to see this, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, has he spoken, shall he not do it? Hath he said, shall he not make it good? Hath he spoken, shall he not do it? Whatever God has said, God will do if you will dare to get that word into your spirit, begin to speak it with your mouth. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God that you come to a church like this where the uncompromised word of God is preached. Hallelujah. We don't need to argue about the Bible and say tongues are not for today. No, tongues are just the starting point, and they are the gateway into the supernatural gifts of God. And we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The whole church needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost and the power of God if we're going to see the works of Jesus done here. Look at the miracles that's already taken place in this place. This place is full of miracles. I'm looking at miracle people, hallelujah, that serve a miracle working God. Look at the miracles. Marriages have been saved. Bodies have been healed. Drug addicts have been set free. Alcoholics have been set free. Prosperity has come to many. Others have put down the booze and picked up the Bible, hallelujah, and they're living a life of victory instead of a life of defeat. Somebody go on and praise God. Hallelujah. You are who God said you are, and you can do what God said you can do. And my Bible says I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you will get God's word for your need, you can get anything from God if you will believe that word in your heart and begin to confess it with your mouth. Now, I want to ask you a question, because the Holy Ghost asked me this. How could Paul preach with such power? Why did the Apostle Paul have such an anointing? Well, it was because he was filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was also because he was a student of the Word. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He was somebody. He said, I didn't come behind anybody. He was educated. He knew the Word of God. He knew the Old Testament scriptures. Amen. And, you know, Paul just believed because God had given him the ability to be a student of the Word. And God just raised him up to do that. He knew that Old Testament. And he knew that God was, because of what he knew, God was able to reveal to him the new creation realities. Okay? The reality of redemption. The reality that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The reality that you are the righteousness of God. The reality that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The reality that you are to rule and reign in life by Christ Jesus. And in our text, Paul is sharing a principle of the power of the spoken word of God. But had he not known the word that he knew, God could not have given him the revelation. That's why he was the chosen vessel, because he was full of the word in the Old Testament scriptures. And God began to show him things about who we would be in the church. Line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. Hallelujah. And Paul, he shares with the church the power of the spoken word. See, God calls the things that be not as though they were. If you need a miracle in your body, if you need a miracle in your home, if you need a miracle in your family, if you need a miracle in your marriage, if you need a miracle in your finances, if you need a miracle in any area of your life, then find the word of God on that subject and begin to speak that word and speak that word and speak that word over your life. God calls the things that be not as though they were. And faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so, because God said it's so. I said faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so, because God said it's so. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Now God spoke to Abraham and said, I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God. Now let's stop right there. Even God. When you've got God, that's a good starting point. When you got God, that ought to give you an awful lot of confidence. God is alive. He's all powerful. He is our Father. And it says, even God who gives life to the dead, my Lord. And when you got a God like that who can raise the dead, why should you be worried about the issues of life? Why should you be worried about those bills? Why should you be worried about some little sickness in your body? Why should you be worried about anything? My Lord and my God, when you got a God who can raise the dead, why should you be worried about anything? That's why the Bible says, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due season he might exalt you. You don't have to exalt yourself. All you have to do is call upon your heavenly Father, and God will promote you. Promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. God is the judge. He puts down one. He sets up another. Go on, praise him for his good works to you. Hallelujah. You have a God who can do anything, and all things are possible to them that believe. So turn your faith loose. That's what I'm trying to say. So many of you that are in here, you were at the old campus when I died in the pulpit. Three nurses couldn't find my pulse. Two of them are sitting in here today. But I wasn't there. That's why they couldn't find my pulse. I wasn't in my body. I was leaving, and I was going up into heaven. And I could look down, and I saw the whole thing, yet I'm going up. But when I saw the brightness of God's glory, I stopped going up and I started coming back into my body. Oh, I wished I could have stayed a little bit longer, but I just saw the brightness of God's glory and I started back. But something happened to me that day, and my body has been getting stronger and stronger and stronger ever since. My heart has been healed. My eyes have been restored where I don't even really need corrective lens now. I'm 73 years young. Hallelujah. My strength has been renewed. And you were there, and that was years ago before we even came to this campus. I was so weak in my body before that, but I had a promise from God. And I held on to my promise. And I called the things that were not as though they were. Hallelujah. I called myself healed. Faith says it's so. When it's not so, so it can be so, because God said it so. God can give life to the dead, and he calleth the things that be not as though they were. You serve a supernatural God. Now here's the key. He calls the things that be not as though they were. And if you're going to get your miracle, you're going to have to learn to talk like God talks. I said you're going to have to learn to talk like God talks. And you're going to have to learn to say things like God says them. God is a faith God. And it doesn't matter how much need you have. God does not respond to need. God responds to faith. And you need to get that. There are millions of people that have need. Millions of good people in the church. They have all kind of needs. But they don't have knowledge. And they don't release their faith. God does not respond to need. God responds to faith. Look at Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you believe God will reward you, if you have enough perseverance to diligently seek him, if you will serve him with all of your heart, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even in the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all thing. Yea, the deep things of God. Aren't you glad that God is opening your mind to revelational knowledge and you can get things from God by saying what God says? Hallelujah. That's what Abraham did. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God that God would reward him if he dared to believe the promise of God. And the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, God is a spirit. And because God is a spirit, he is everywhere. The psalmist says, where shall I go from thy spirit? Where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, even there shall thy hand find me. So God is a spirit and God is everywhere. So why does God do miracles in one place and not do miracles in another place? Have you ever wondered that? Well, it's because faith activates God, and the only way that you can plug into God is by faith. Jesus said God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said it is the spirit which quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are light, and you are a spirit being, and you need to start speaking what God said. You're a spirit speaking being, and you need to start saying what God says. God does not respond to need. God responds to faith. Now look at this. Mark 11:22. Jesus is talking. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, or literally have the God-like faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. The literal translation of that is, have the God-like faith. Well, how does God's faith work? Well, I'm going to show you. Hallelujah. Look at verse 23, Mark 11:23. Jesus said, truly I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now look at verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When you pray, believe. Believe is a present tense verb. Believe you have received and you will have them. Shall have them is the emphatic form of the verb, but it is in the future tense. So when you pray, believe you receive. Now that's faith. Faith is always now. And if you have now faith, you shall receive in the future what you believe for when you prayed. Do you understand that? And that's where most people miss it. They want an instantaneous manifestation. And their faith begins to waver when they don't receive it immediately and they abort their miracle and they are hung by their tongue. You're going to have to talk God talk. You're going to have to say what God says. And if you do that and find God's word for your condition, all of a sudden things will be changed. That's why we say it. three times every time we leave. Say it with me. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. I am blessed and highly favored of God. See, what you're doing every time you do that, I do that. I preached that sermon the first time in 2005. And from that moment to this moment, I saw the miracle working power that was in those words. And so I say, release some faith. You can, how can blessings and cursings proceed out of the same mouth? Well, it depends on what you say. So say what God says. God spoke to me this morning. He said, there are two reports that you receive. You go to the doctor and you get the doctor's report. I don't deny the doctor's report. Okay? Then there's another report. God said, whose report will you believe? Will you believe what the doctor's report says, or you believe what my report says? Hallelujah. See, it doesn't matter how bad the sickness is. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is. God made you a speaking being. And when you say things like God said, it will bring the same results. Now, some people might write me and they might get all upset with me, and religious people will. They'll say, you can't say stuff like that and get things like God said. Why, he's God. Well, he made us a speaking being. He created us in his own image. And he said, I want you to say what I say. I want you to do what I do. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost, he's going to give you revelational knowledge so you can talk like God talked. And have the God-like faith. Hallelujah. God calls the things that be not as though they were. And faith says it's so when it's not so. So it can be so. Because God said it's so. Romans 4:17 said, as it is written. Now, there are a whole lot of things that are written. But so many people, they never read what is written. Some people fill themselves with television. They fill themselves with entertainment. And they never read the Word of God. Some people never open their Bible. Some people open them maybe once a week when they come to church, if they come to church. Look at Romans 4:17. God said, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who makes alive the dead and calleth the things that be not as though they were. Now watch this. Now here's Abraham. He's an old man. He's 99 years old. And God said, I have made you a father of many nations. And he and Sarah, they didn't even have a child. But God said, I have made you a father of many nations. But they didn't have a child. How could he be the father of many nations? But God said, Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. And Abraham is an old man, and he's walking around, and he didn't even have a child. Well, he did have one child. He had a son named Ishmael, but that was not the child of the promise. Ishmael was what the flesh had produced, but Isaac was the child of the promise. Your flesh can produce some bad things. How many know what I'm talking about? You come out to clubs, you put on your booze, you quit running around, you quit living with someone of the opposite sex that you weren't married to, at least I hope you have. Because if you want to get your miracles, you're going to have to clean up your life. God spoke to me. Follow peace. You got to be a peacemaker. Some people in church aren't peacemakers. Follow peace with all men. And then he says, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. See, if you want to see God, if you want to make heaven your eternal home, follow peace and live holy. If you want to see God and get revelational knowledge, live holy. God will speak into a clean vessel. And God will show you things to come. But you don't earn anything. God just says and commands, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And some people, they're new Christians and they get down on themselves because they make a mistake. Let me tell you, everybody can make a mistake. We all have to grow. We have an advocate with the Father. And we confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some of you need, just like I do, you need to work on yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So it looked impossible for Abraham to have a son, but God said, I've made you. I made you. I have made you a father of many nations. He's old. And his body would have made him stagger. His mind would have made him stagger. But he had God's word hidden deep in his heart. And he did not stagger, because he knew God's word was his seed, and that God's word would bring forth of itself. I mean, he's 99 years old. He doesn't even have a child. But God said, I see you with the child. And God calls him the father of many nations. God calls the things that be not as though they were. The Bible says, as it is written. How would you like to get a note like this? By my stripes, you were healed. Signed, God. You know, I can remember when I couldn't pay my bills, but I found a note signed by God. I will supply all your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Signed, your heavenly Father. My children didn't look like they were ever going to get saved and serve God, but I found a note from God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. Signed, God. I will bless you in the city. I will bless you in the field. I will bless the fruit of your body. I will bless the fruit of your ground. I will bless everything that you put your hands on. I will make you the head and not the tail. I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. I'll bless you coming in. I'll bless you going out. Sign God. Somebody go and praise him. Hallelujah. You see, God calls the things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! I love Sister Henderson's shout. Hallelujah. Do it, Sister Henderson. Woo! Can't nobody shout like she shouts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We went and visited her the other day, my wife and I and her sister, and they were sick and couldn't get out of the house. She said, I'm coming to church. Her sister come out and said, pray for me too. And that they both sat in the house of God. Somebody go and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 See, if you got a sickness, it doesn't matter what your sickness looked like. You've got to call those things that be not as though they were. Faith says it's so when it's not so. So it can be so because God said it's so. Some people say, well, I'm not going to lie about it. I still hurt, and you preachers, you're trying to get me to say by his stripes I'm healed. Well, I'm not going to lie about it. Let me let you in on a little secret, okay? My wife can testify to this. When I was lying flat on my back looking up at the ceiling, I looked up and I said, God, that doctor's report is real. This pain that I'm experiencing is real, but I believe your word. And I am healed. Hallelujah. Woo! And God spoke to me. And God says, faith never denies the facts. Faith always demands a change. Hallelujah. And I found a picture of myself when I was young. I was young and I was strong like Cameron over there. And I told my wife, I said, this is how I see myself. I see myself strong. I see myself full of energy. People say, well, I just don't understand something like that. How could you say something like that? Well, if you don't understand that, then you don't understand God. Because if you did, you'd learn to talk like God talks. Amen. Amen. Don't get mad with me now. Did you know that our little children, that they talk just like us? You know, I used to lose my temper a little bit. And I found out that my children, they would lose their temper. And I realized I had to change. You know, children, they act like their daddy. Do you know why you get mad at your children? It's really because they act like you. And you're guilty. And you see yourself in those little children. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Can I get a wave offering? Hallelujah. Our children act just like we act. The Bible says God called the things into existence when there was nothing, and they became whatever God said. Look at Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. When there was nothing, God just spoke. Boom! He called it into existence. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Do you want to frame your world? Then get God's word and start decreeing God's word. Some people tell me, say, well, you just bragging. No, I'm not bragging. I just got some revelational knowledge a long time ago. And I began to say what God said, and God's blessing started showing up in my life. God showed up, and God showed off, and God will show up, and God will show off in your life. If you'll start talking God-like talk, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are not seen were not made out of things which do appear. God just spoke it, and he made us a speaking being created in his image. Hallelujah. Now, Abraham, he begins to act like God. He began to call the things that be not as though they were. But a lot of people won't do that. They say, well, I'll tell you what, when I'm healed, I'll say I'm healed. But I'm not going to go around and say I'm healed when I'm not healed. I'm not going to say I can walk when I can't walk. Well, Sister Scott did. She said, I'm going to get out of this wheelchair. They rolled her in. She said, I'm getting out of this wheelchair and I'm going to walk. And guess what? She did. And then she told me later, she said, Pastor, I'm going to run. And one night the power of God fell in this place. And I looked back, I said, Sister Scott, God said, run. Get up and run. And on the basis of what God had spoken to me, the word of God quickened her body. She got up and ran. Hallelujah. And she's out of the wheelchair. Sister Henderson came in with a cane, but she's going to get rid of that cane because she doesn't want that cane. It's like a crutch. You're not supposed to use a crutch for the rest of your life. It's only for a season. Hallelujah. And some of you in some hard season, but if you'll believe God and start talking God talk, miracles will show up in your life. Somebody go on and praise God. He's a good God. And no matter what you're going through, his word will work for you if you will dare believe it and speak it. Hallelujah. Now, when I was going through my ordeal with my heart, I didn't go around saying, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. I don't have any energy. I don't have any strength. No, I got up in the pulpit and I preached. And my wife was the only person who knew my struggles. And this went on for about 10 years. But I just kept believing the promises of God. I had a promise from God. I had a promise. I still have a promise from God that God spoke into my spirit in 1995. I remember the day and the moment he did it. He spoke to me and I wasn't even sick. He said, I'm the Lord thy God. He made it personal. Exodus 15:26 says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And I caught hold of that. And on another occasion, he said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory. Well, the scriptures say salvation, but he said, I'm going to show you my glory. Hallelujah. And I held on to those promises. And I put together a list of 20 healing scriptures. And I read them, and I read them, and I read them, and I read them, and I read them. And I said them, and I said them, and I said them, and I said them. And I read them, and I read them, and I read them, and I read them, and I read them. And I told the devil one day, I said, I know you're tired of hearing these words. I'm going to wear you out with the word of God. And I read them, and I read them, and I read them, and I said them, and I said them, and I said them, and I said them, and I read them, and I read them, and I read them. And I just kept on reading them. Hallelujah. And today, I'm strong and healthy because God healed me. You want some scripture for that? Look up Psalms 107 verse 20 back there. Psalms 107 verse 20. Let me show you the power of God's word. God said, I watch over my word to perform it. He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. As the rains come down from heaven and water the earth, that's the way my word works. It'll never return unto me void. It will accomplish what I please. It will prosper where I send it. Look at Psalms 107 verse 20. And he sent his word and healed them. Woo! Glory! And delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. See, you can bring the miracle working power of God into any situation if you will find where it is written and speak like God. But you got to believe his word in your heart and you got to confess it with your mouth. Now, God could have looked at and said, Abraham, I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to call an old man like you the father of many nations. God could have said, now, when you get to be like that, Abraham, I'll call you that, but not before. No, God changed his name from Abram, father, to Abraham, which means father of many nations. And every time someone would call him, they would say, Abraham, father of many nations. Abraham, father of many nations. God did that so everybody would begin to refer to him. Everybody's releasing faith now. Abraham, father of many nations. Abraham, father of many nations. And Sarah, when she would call him to dinner, she would say, Abraham, father of many nations, it's time to eat. See, God calls the things that be not as though they were. And faith says it's so when it's not so. So it can be so because God said it's so. Now, I remember when my daughter Jessica had warts on her knees. And I don't mean just a few warts. She had warts all over her knees. And one day she was home from school out in Idaho. And I prayed for her and I cursed those warts in Jesus' name. And I told her, you are healed. And when she went back to school in Idaho, I called and I said, Jessica, have those warts disappeared yet? She said, no, Daddy, they're still there. I said, no, they're not there. I cursed them. And they died in Jesus' name and you're healed. And this went on for about 3 months. And one day she called me and she said, guess what, Daddy? I said, what, sweetheart? She said, Daddy, those warts are gone. My wife is my witness. She's sitting right there. Hallelujah. And I said, I never doubted whether or not those warts were gone. You're the one who doubted it. But see, it didn't matter what she said. It was my faith that brought that miracle. It was my faith. And I knew my faith would work. See, you can call anything into existence if you got the word of God to back it up. See, my child, because of her age, she did not have enough faith for that. She did not have enough faith for that simply because she did not have enough word for that. But I did. And God healed her on the basis of her daddy's faith. And you can do that. You can call things into existence if you got faith in your heart and the word of God to back it up. You can bring the miracle working power of God into any situation if you will find where it is written and speak like God. You need to base what you say on the word of God. Don't talk like the world talks. Talk like God talks. Can you see Abraham? He's an old man. He's walking around saying, we're going to have a baby. We're going to have a baby. We're going to have a baby. And he and Sarah, they go down to buy a bassinet. We're going to have a baby. We're going to have a baby. And people look at them. Look at that old senile couple. Why, they can't have a baby. Look at those two old fools. But Abraham continued to talk like God. He's getting older, and Sarah's getting older. But when he considered his own body and when he considered the deadness of Sarah's womb, it did not weaken his faith. The Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. When he was 100 years old and Sarah was 90, they were past the childbearing age. Listen to me. It was impossible from a natural standpoint to have a child. But because of Abraham's faith, God resurrected the promise and gave him the son of promise. He was too old to have a seed. The word of God was his seed for his need. And God's word is the seed for your need. God calls the things that be not as though they were. And faith says it's so when it's not so. So it can be so because God said it's so. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you serve a miracle-working God? Aren't you glad of what he's already done in your life? Aren't you glad of how in your journey of faith you've seen the miraculous power of God show up? And God wants you to know This is just a small taste of what I'll do. I was walking one day and I looked up at my house and I looked at what God had blessed me with and looked at my family. And I said, God, in my wildest imagination, I never thought when I was in my brokenness that I could have all of this. And God spoke to me. And God said, if you'll walk with me, if you'll obey me, this is just a foretaste of what I'll do in your life. And that's a word for you. If you walk with the Lord, if you'll obey him, what you've already experienced is only a foretaste of what God will do in your life.